We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on a bench on a Tuesday. Hey, have you seen the updated players that are ranked in terms of the trade deadline? Who's the hottest names out there? Well, obviously, number one is Eugenio Suarez of the Diamondbacks. He kept hitting home runs last night. He did it again. Number two is Steven Kwan of the Guardians, the left fielder. An all-star the last couple of years and a gold glove winner in all three of his previous big league seasons. Jaron Duran of the Red Sox is number three. They say he's got a 25% chance of being traded. He had a breakout season last year, posting the seventh best F-WAR in the majors at 6.8. A lot of people are saying, you know, San Diego to Braves, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Francisco, Philly, those are his best fits, according to people that think they know. Number four is Sandy Alcantara, the starter for the Marlins. He had his best year in 22, winning the NL Cy Young. And he's done decent in 23, 24 Tommy John surgery. And this year, I think he's been average at best. And in fact, at times, he's been really bad. Number five is Seth Lugo of the Royals. How about 80% chance of being traded? Everybody, Cubs, Astros, Toronto, San Diego, and the Dodgers, possibly interested in Lugo. Duran, the reliever of the Twins, is one of the best relievers in the game thanks to his nasty stuff. Dodgers, Philly, Yankees, Mets, Cubs, Tigers, Rangers, all interested. How about Class A, the reliever of the Guardians? He was unhittable last year, but he hasn't been good this year. Dodgers, Philly, Yanks, Mets, Cubs, Tigers, Texas, all interested, allegedly. Bubich of the Royals, unlikely to be dealt. Cubs, Boston, Toronto, Houston would be interested in him. And he's been on the shelf right now, so I don't think he's getting traded. We'll see. Cade Smith, the reliever of the Guardians. A lot of teams might be interested in him. He's been one of the best relievers in baseball since the beginning of 24 with more than 13 strikeouts per nine innings of work. Griffin Jacks, the reliever of the Twins, another guy. Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller, the starter of the Pirates. He's pitching tonight against the Tigers. Cubs, Boston, Toronto, Houston, even the Yankees have had interest in Keller. At number 12, it's Zach Gallen of Milk of the Diamondbacks. Everybody thinks he's getting traded. Toronto, San Diego, Houston, Cubs all want him. So do the Yankees. Let's get real. The Yankees also want number 13, Merrill Lynch Kelly of the same D-backs. Toronto, Boston, Houston, and the Cubs also want him. 70% shot of him getting traded. Josh Naylor of the Diamondbacks, the first baseman. Everyone thinks he's getting dealt. Seattle, Boston, San Francisco, and Texas are interested. Ryan O'Hearn, the first baseman of the Orioles, an 85% chance of being traded. Seattle, Boston, San Francisco, and Texas interested. Ozuna of the Braves, the DH, a 70% chance to get dealt. San Diego, Seattle, Texas, Detroit, and San Francisco would be in on it. Taj Bradley, the starter for the Rays, unlikely. Cubs, Boston, Mets, Toronto, Houston, and the Dodgers would have interest, but unlikely that the Rays give him up unless it's dramatic what they get back. 18 is Edward Cabrera, starter for the Marlins. Again, 30% chance of being dealt. Cubs, Boston, Mets, Toronto, Houston, and Dodgers might be a decent fit for him. Number 19 is Felix Bautista, the reliever of the Orioles. Slight chance of him getting dealt. Bednar, the closer of the Pirates, 60% shot of being dealt. Detroit, Dodgers, Philly, Yankees, Mets, and Cubs would be interested. 21 is Cedric Mullins of the Orioles, the outfielder. So let's just look at this. At this point, if they're going to get traded, Mullins, 70%. 22, Ryan McMahon, the third baseman of the Rockies, a 40% chance of being dealt. 23, Pete Fairbanks, the reliever of the Rays, a 35% chance of being dealt. Number 24, Luis Robert Jr. of the White Sox, the outfielder, 50% chance to be dealt. Number 25, Taylor Ward of the Angels, a 45% chance of being dealt. I don't think so. That guy's playing his ass off. I wouldn't trade him. 26, Nolan Arenado, the third baseman of the Cardinals, 30% chance of being dealt. We've been hearing about this guy moving for a year and a half now. I'm sick and tired of it. Number 27 is Ryan Helsley, the reliever of the Cardinals, a 60% chance of being dealt. 28 is Adolis Garcia, the Rangers, a 50% chance of being dealt. 29 is Reed Detmers, reliever of the Angels, a 15% chance of being dealt. Number 30, Luis Severino, the starter of the A's, a 25% chance. Now, I would trade him if I were them because they're paying him a ton of money. Who would pay that money for the way he's pitched? He's been awful. The rest of the guys that are available, 31, Zach Littell of the Rays, 32, Adrian Doogie Howser of the White Sox, the starter, 33, Tyler Anderson, a starter with the Angels, 34, Jesus Sanchez, the reliever of the Marlins, 35, Brian Reynolds, the outfielder of the Pirates, and their reliever, Dennis Santana as well. 37, Kyle Finnegan, the reliever of the Nationals. 38 is Chris Martin, the reliever of the Rangers. 39, Willie Castro, utility man for the Twins. At 40, Nick Martinez. He's a starter or a reliever with the Reds. 41, Zach Eflin, starter for the O's. 42, Mike Soroka, starter, Nationals. 43, Phil Maton, a reliever of the Cardinals. 44, Harrison Bader, the center fielder of the Twins. 45, Emiliano Pagan, the reliever of the Reds. 46, Andrew Heaney, a starter for the Pirates. 47, Yoan Moncada, the third baseman of the Angels. 48, Jake Bird, a reliever with the Rockies. 49, Cabrian Hayes, the third baseman of the Pirates. Go ahead and trade his ass. The guy can't hit to save his ass. And 50, Charlie the Fisherman Morton, the starter of the Orioles. He's been pitching great lately. There are the 50 names before the deadline. You're going to see a lot of them move, that's for sure. Now let's look at last night in the majors. Everybody played. We'll start in Cleveland. Jose Ramirez had a three-run shot in the first inning. Rocchio delivered a two-run single in the seventh, and the Guards pulled away for a 10-5 win over the Orioles. Bibee worked seven innings, allowing five runs, three earned, and six hits. The righty won his second straight after going eight starts between wins in late May to July 7th. Kwan, who missed three games with a right wrist soreness, reached base five times in six plate appearances in his return to the lineup. He had two singles and three walks. So big win for the Guards at home over the O's. Stop the press. Paul Skeens allowed three hits over six innings, and the Pirates stunned the Tigers 3-0. He's 5-8 now. Last week, he became the first pitcher to start the All-Star game in each of his first 2 years of his career. He struck out six, walked one, and hit a batter to pick up his first win since late May. He lowered his ERA to a major league best 1.91. They just got swept by the White Sox. Unbelievable. They did enough against Jack Flaherty to give Skeens a bit of breathing room, and they finally won. Spencer Horowitz had three hits for the Pirates, and they won a game. I mean, I just can't even believe it. Keller goes tonight for him. In Philly at the bank, automatic runner Brandon Marsh scored on a call of catcher's interference with the bases loaded in the 10th to give the Phillies a 3-2 walk-off win over the Red Sox. I had the under 8.5 and cashed that ticket. With nobody out in the bottom of the 10th, Edmundo Sosa's bat hit the glove of Boston catcher Carlos Narvaez on a check swing with a 2-2 count. The Phillies asked for a review, and they got it. Call overturned. Marsh scored the winning run without a Philadelphia hit in the inning. It was the first walk-off win due to a catcher interference since August of 71 when the Dodgers beat the Reds. Zach Wheeler went six innings, allowed two earned runs on seven hits, and had 10 strikeouts for the Phillies. In Miami, Jackson Merrill and Martin Maldonado had run-scoring hits in the second inning as the Padres held on to beat the Marlins 2-1. Merrill had an RBI single that scored Bogarts. Maldonado followed with a double down the left field line off Yuri Perez that scored Merrill from first and put the Padres up 2-0, and they held on. Stowers hit a solo shot off Vasquez that made it 2-1 in the fourth. He has 12 homers since June 22nd. In D.C., Josh Bell homered and doubled. Dalen Lyle hit a three-run triple, and the Nats beat the Reds 10-8. I had the over 8.5 in this one and cashed. That was the Nats' biggest offensive output since July 3rd. They've won 3 of their last 13 games only. The Nationals collected 15 hits, 6 for extra bases, including James Wood, the Wood Doctor, with 2 doubles. Brady House and Jacob Young had 3 hits each for the Nats. In Toronto, the Jays have been unbelievable. Bo Bichette hit a go-ahead 2-run double in a 4-run fifth inning. Gausman worked 7 strong, and the Jays beat the Yankees 4-1, extending their home winning streak to a franchise record 11 games. Toronto won 10 straight at its former home, Exhibition Stadium, from July to August in 85. Alejandro Kirk had 2 hits as the AL East leading Jays won for the 17th time in 21 games. Since a 3-game sweep of San Diego in late May, the Blue Jays have won 23 of 27 at home. That's incredible. At Citi Field, Juan Soto hit a tying single in the 7th inning, and Francisco Alvarez delivered a big double in his return from the minors. The Mets rallied to beat the Angels 7-5. Brett Beatty launched a 2-run shot for the Mets, who erased an early 4-run deficit to match their largest comeback victory this season. They scored the go-ahead run in the 8th on an error by the catcher Logan Ohapi, and Brandon Nimmo added a sac fly that made it 7-5. Edwin Diaz struck out the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the 9th for his 20th save and 22 chances. How about rookie Drake Baldwin? He drove in 6 runs, and Ronald Acuna Jr. scored 3 times as the Atlanta Braves beat the Giants 9-5 in Atlanta, handing the Giants their season-high 6th straight loss. Baldwin was 3-for-5 and scored 2 runs from the DH slot. Acuna had a double and 3 walks. Adames went 4-for-5 with a homer, 2 doubles, and 2 RBIs for the Giants. It didn't matter. They still got their ass beat by the Braves. What's with these White Sox? They swept the Pirates. They've won 4 straight for the first time since May of 24. They're 15-36 on the road, but Brooks Baldwin hit a 3-run shot, and Miguel Vargas added a 2-run shot as Chicago beat the Rays 8-3 at Steinbrenner. Can't believe how they're playing. Luis Robert Jr. had a 2-run single, and Chase Madroth had 3 hits. Shane Boz allowed 8 runs and 8 hits and 2 walks and 4 innings for the Rays. They got lit up. In Wrigley, Salvi Perez homered twice and drove in 4 runs. Caglianone and Rave added solo shots, and the Royals spanked the Cubs 12-4. Chicago's Matt Shaw and Carson Kelly went deep off of Cameron Diaz in the 2nd, but the rookie lefty was in control for most of the first 6 innings. He allowed all 4 Cubs runs and 7 hits while striking out 6 to help the Royals win their 2nd straight. Nice win for them on the north side of Chicago. In Arlington, Josh Jung homered and scored 3 times in his return to the majors. Cody Freeman and Michael Hellman had big league firsts on consecutive pitches, and the Rangers beat the A's 7-2. The Rangers led for good after a 4-run fifth featuring the firsts. Freeman had a tie-breaking RBI double for his first major league hit and RBI. On the next pitch by rookie left-hander Jacob Lopez, Hellman's first career homer was a 3-run shot and his first RBI. He later drove in another run with a sacrifice bunt, no less. Nick Kurtz did hit his rookie best 19th home run in the 6th inning for the A's. at Coors Field in Denver, Wilson Contreras homered and drove in two runs to lead the Cards to a 6-2 win over the MLB worst Rockies. The Cards ended a three-game skid after being swept by Arizona, while the Rockies marked their 100th game with their 76th loss. Brendan Donovan and Nolan Arenado hit doubles and joined Jordan Walker with two hits apiece in a 15-hit attack for the Cards. Wynn and Contreras had three hits each for St. Louis. In the desert, Bryce Matthews hit his first two big league homers and had five RBIs. Christian Walker added an RBI double in his return to Chase Field, and the Astros beat the D-backs 6-3. Matthews went deep in the second inning with a three-run shot, turning a 1-0 deficit into a 3-1 lead. His two-run homer in the seventh pushed the Astros ahead 6-3. The Diamondbacks had their four-game winning streak snapped. Suarez, though, hit his NL-leading 36th home run. All he does is hit home runs every night. In Seattle, Brandon Woodruff tossed six solid innings of two-hit ball, and the Brewers won their 11th straight game. 6-0 drubbing of the Mariners at T-Mobile in the Pacific Northwest. Woodruff needed just 62 pitches to make it through his third start of the season, giving up two singles and walking nobody. The righty missed all of 24 because of surgery on his shoulder. He's been brought along slowly. Kirby dueled with Woodruff early, but he got lit up. He had a no-hitter into the sixth. The Brewers got him for four runs in the sixth while sending eight men to the plate. The Brewers scored twice in the eighth off of Mariners lefty Brandon Garcia, who made his major league debut after being called up from Tacoma earlier in the day. The Brewers are two victories away from tying Minnesota for the longest win streak in the majors this season. The Twins won 13 straight from May 3rd to the 19th. So Milwaukee is on fire! And last but not least, out in Lipstick City, at Chavez Ravine, Ohtani hit a go-ahead two-run shot in the bottom of the first after giving up a leadoff homer to fellow All-Star Byron Buxton, and the Dodgers beat the Twins 5-2. The West leader snapped a six-game skid at home, their longest such streak at Dodger Stadium since September of 2017. Smith went deep twice off David Festa. He led off the fourth with a two-run homer to center, followed with a 435-foot shot to left that made it 4-1. Dustin May took over for Ohtani, who allowed one run, four hits, and struck out three in three innings. May gave up five hits and four and two-thirds, struck out four and walked three. Kirby Yates earned his third save. Freeman was in the lineup a day after getting hit by a pitch on his left wrist. So the Dodgers finally got it done. Ohtani's the first pitcher to give up a homer and hit a homer in the first inning of the same game since Randy Lurch in a wild 23-22 win over the Cubs in May of 1979. All right, let's look at the schedule for Tuesday. Tonight, 6:40, Tigers and Pirates at PNC. Don't Call Me Larry Mize against Helen Keller for the Pirates. He's won his last two. 6:45 on TBS, Red Sox and Phillies at the Bank. He's throwing fits against Dirty Sanchez. 7:07, Yankees and Jays in Toronto at Rogers Center. Schlittler against Scherzer. Say that six times on a bottle of Belvedere. 10:10 on MLB Network, Twins and Dodgers. Woods Richardson against Yamamoto. 6:40, Orioles and Guardians at Progressive. Young against Cantillo. 6:40, Padres and Marlins. Kolek against Cabrera in Miami. 6:45, Reds and Nats in D.C. Chase Burns against the Lord. 7:10, Angels and Mets at Citi Field. Don't Call Me Jimi Hendrix against Frankie Montas. 7:15, Giants and Braves in Hottown. Raup against Daniel, the youngster. 7:35, White Sox and Rays at Steinbrenner. Martin against Rasmussen there. 8:05, Royals and Cubs at Wrigley. Rich Hill is back at 45 years old. In the show, pitching against Oil Can Boyd. 8:05, A's and Rangers at Globe in Arlington. Ginn against DeGrom. 840 cards and Rockies, of course. Fetty against Mookie Blaylock. 940 Astros and D-backs in the desert. Valdez against Rodriguez. And 940 Brewers and Mariners in Seattle. Mizorowski against What's Eating Gilbert Grape. That should be a good one. By the way, that game is on MLB Network in Seattle. WNBA 5 games tonight, 7:30, Sparks and Mystics in D.C., Washington laying 3.5. 8 o'clock on ESPN, Fever and Liberty at the Barclays, and no sleep till New York laying 11.5. Caitlin Clark will not play with her groin problem. 8 o'clock on ESPN 3, I don't even know what that is. Sky against the Lynx in Mini. Mini's laying 15 and a hook. 10 o'clock ESPN, Dream and Aces in Sin City, the Mecca, the hub, beautiful downhill, Las Vegas, baby. Vegas laying 1.5. And 10 o'clock on ESPN 3, Wings and Storm at Climate Pledge in Seattle. Seattle's laying 8.5. That's all you need to know. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on SportsGrid TV, the SportsGrid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also on X, streaming at SportsGrid-Live. Check it out. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. And we're on Sports Byline USA. Hey, make sure you get the Pharrell and a Profit app. We're killing it. We're making people lots of money. It's not expensive. It's worth it. Sign up. What are you waiting for? College football and pro football is right around the corner doing push-ups. And we hit tons of baseball bets. We hit tons of props. Watch for the elite play every day from Mickey. Watch the max profit play videos and the profit play videos on the app every day, 7 days a week. There's great shows on there like Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, and there's Jim Florentine comedy specials. Check out his latest special, Ed, that's out now. You're going to love it. Pharrell and the Profit app. Get it today. Honestly, you're a tool if you don't sign up and ride the lightning with us. I'll see you today at 3 on C2C. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.